Here's check on stories we're following for you today on Robin Hood Radio. This winter just won't give up. A winter weather advisory is remaining in effect through early this morning. Additional snow accumulations anywhere of an inch or so. And this goes through our tri-state area. You can plan on slippery travel road conditions, including your morning commute this morning. Be prepared for some reduced visibilities and use caution with traveling. We'll get the full details on the rest of the forecast coming up in a few minutes from our meteorologist, Pat Pagano, in the Weather Center. And, of course, we'll have a full list of any announcements that we might be having coming up with late openings and such with our Stormwatch. You can also find Stormwatch at robinhoodradio.com and on our Facebook page. At Housatonic Valley Regional High School yesterday, seniors took to the Oval to protest the superintendent, the Board of Education, and the grading policy and schedule policies that were enacted. Students telling Robin Hood Radio and Robin Hood Radio TV while we were there that they were upset with the new programs that were put into effect. They felt, like parents and teachers last year, that the implementation of both the schedule changes and the new marking system were being put in too quick. Most students feel highly pressured and uneasy in the situation. You can see videos on our Facebook page, WHDD Robin Hood Radio. A Board of Education meeting is scheduled for Monday that does have closing comment and comment on agenda items on the schedule. That'll be at the high school at 6 p.m. Diem Hunt Library Art Wall in Falls Village will invite artists to participate in the Spring 2018 exhibit, Kites, Flights of Fancy, inclusive of professional and talented non-professional artists. The exhibit will entirely focus on kites, whether actual or conceptual, in any media, including painting, drawing, sculpture, photography, or mixed media. The show will focus on the kite and an artistic vehicle and encourage people to expand thinking and reconsidering the humble kite as an artistic expression. If you want to participate, you're requested to submit by February 2nd. For more information, 860-824-7572. High-resolution JPEG images, including draft drawings, if available, are requested by February 23rd. Work needs to be delivered by Friday, April 6th. The opening reception will take place Saturday, April 21st, from 4 till 6 p.m. Saturday, February 3rd at 4 p.m., the Cornwall Library's winter film series continues with Z, a fast-paced, breathlessly exciting political melodrama. The Cornwall Library, 30 Pine Street in Cornwall, 860-672-6874. The event is free. A $5 donation is requested. The Sharon Historical Society and Museum announces the opening on February 3rd in Gallery of the Sharon Historical Society of a solo exhibition of paintings by local artist Robert Patrick Coombs titled Places I Remember, paintings by Robert Patrick Coombs. Painting in oil, acrylics, and watercolors, Coombs' style is described as a mix of contemporary and impressionism and realism. The exhibit features a variety of subjects, including local landscapes, coastal and beach scenes, along with still life and floral species. It'll run through March 16th, an opening wine and hors d'oeuvres reception, which the public is invited to free of charge, will be held Saturday, February 3rd from 5 till 7. A portion of all purchases support the Sharon Historical Society and Museum's mission. February 3rd through the 11th on the main stage at the Warner Theater, Once, the book by Edna Walsh, music and lyrics by Glenn Hasnard and Marika Glova, based on a motion picture written by John Carney. It'll be held at the Warner Theater. More information, warnertheater.org. The Salisbury Winter Sports Association Winter Warmer will take place. It is the third one. It benefits Salisbury Winter Sports Association and the greater community. It will be held Saturday, February 3rd from 6 till 8:30, $35 per ticket. It's hosted by Susan and Curtis Rand in Salisbury. For more information, jumpfest.org. The Kent Memorial Library is hosting another evening of poetry and music February 3rd from 7 till 9 p.m. in the library's reading room on North Main Street. Poet photographer Karen Chase serves as the hostess for the evening. Everybody is invited. All poets are welcome to participate. Depending on the number of readers, participants may be able to read from 1 to 5 or more poems. A musical interlude and refreshments will follow. The event is free. Registration is requested at 860-927-3761. We're going to the calendar selection of kentmemoriallibrary.org. American Legion Post 178 has an all-you-can-eat pancake breakfast coming up on Sunday, February 4th. Pancakes, French toast, syrup, sausage, bacon, eggs, home fries, toast, coffee, hot chocolate, tea. You can eat there or take it with you. It'll run from 7 to 11 at Route 44 in Millerton, New York. More information at 518-789-4755. The veterans of Foreign War Auxiliary Harlem Valley Post 5444 in Dover will hold their breakfast on Sunday from 7 to 11. It'll be held at the VFW Post, Route 22 in Dover Plains. The menu there consisting of eggs, pancakes, hash, bacon, sausage, home fries, toast, coffee, and juice. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgans at the Interlaken, interlakenin.com, and Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com. The Dow Jones Industrial Average was up 37.32. It starts off today at 26,186.71. The NASDAQ starts off today at 7,385.86, and the S&P 500 at 2,821.98. We'll take a look at the tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.